and should have her whole kingdom, and if he came in another year, their wedding should be celebrated. Then she told him where the fountain of water of life was placed, and he hastened away lest it should strike 12 ere he gained it. He came next to into a room where a fine, clean, covered bed stood, and being tired, he lay down to rest himself a bit. But he went to sleep, and when he awoke it struck the 11:45, and the sound made him hurry to the fountain, from which he took some water in a cup which stood near. This done, he hastened to the door and was scarcely out before it struck 12, and the door swung to so heavily that it carried away a piece of his heel. But he was very glad, in spite of this, that he had procured the water, and he journeyed homeward and passed again where the dwarf stood. When the dwarf saw the sword and bread which he had brought away, he declared he had done well, for with the sword he could destroy whole armies. But the bread was worth nothing. Now the prince was not willing to return home to his father without his brothers, and so he said to the dwarf, "Dear dwarf, can you tell me where my brothers are? They went out before me in search of the water of life and did not return."